And I guess I think about the name because that's how he did me, his name. And when I think of ministering, I can always minister on that because that's what I believe, his name. There's no name like the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. No name like his name. I want you to stand and let's pray, Father, in Jesus' name. We come here today in your presence. We come here to glorify you and lift you up. We come to thank you for being so good to us. And for those that's out there that you've been good to, Lord, you've been just good to everybody to tell you the truth. You're just a good, good God. And can't nobody say nothing about you, but you're a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just want to thank you for keeping us. Brother just got through saying how he was miraculously kept. And that's our God. Hallelujah. He's the God of everything, God of the winds, God of everything. Praise the Lord. Everywhere you see God. If you don't have to look very far to see him, you can just look outside and look at the rain. Can anybody make the rain? Do you know where it came from? You know where? You know you can't. This God is just God. And so we give him praise and we give him glory. And we ask him to bless us today as we expound this word in Jesus' name. And everybody said, woo. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all know what that amen means? That means so be it. We miss the brethren, especially Sister Linda. We miss her and Sister Phyllis. We miss the brethren today. And so we're going to put out that the church is going to open the first week in May. June, I'm sorry. June. And that way, when she put it out, everybody will know that I think that's a Monday. So the day will be, well, we're going to have the day. But Wednesday, we will have prayer here. From starting next month in June, it was just gone like we've been going and better. Amen. I want to go through the first chapter of 1 Samuel. And you have to ask God. I say, I ain't got nothing. I don't know. I don't sought the Lord all the week and don't look like nothing done come up. Amen. No, y'all got Jesus, yeah. And we got a song saying, you got Jesus, that's enough. Praise the Lord. I'm the fourth chapter of 1 Samuel. And I was thinking about this because I found out that people don't really, in this generation or in this time of living, think nothing about names. They don't have a good understanding of names like the people in the Bible did. You know, they name according to what they, Jesus is Savior. You know, they name, so everybody was naming people Jesus, you know. You know, so their names meant something. Your name means something. When I hear a brother Ed, I think of somebody who's a preacher. If somebody say Ed, somebody say Al, the first thing I think about is, oh, this boy is a growing, wonderful boy. Bridget, so when you hear a name, it brings on the connotation of your mind what that name means. Praise the Lord. So I wonder, when we call Jesus, do we understand what we're saying? I just wonder. So let's go to first Samuel. This is what the Lord took me first. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched between Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. And they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. Hold that. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore has the Lord smitten us this day before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it come among us, it may save us out of the hands of our enemies. Now they're gonna go get the ark, which they should have had in the beginning if they thought that was going to help them. Why are you going to go to Maryland and don't have what you need? Amen. So they had to go to Shiloh, which was not too far, about almost a day's journey to get the ark. So I'm thinking that the way they fought, they fought in, I guess, you over here and I'm over here, and however they had it going. So the Philistines beat them. Amen. The Philistines was always a thorn in their flesh anyway. But the Philistines beat them, and they wondered, why are the Philistines beating us? I mean, who they think they are? Remember David beat Goliath. He was a Philistine, remember? And so they went, what's done happened? And the church sitting here wondering what is going on. I'm wondering what is going on. Why the enemy making such a big splash in the world now? And I'm wondering about this, and I started wondering about it. I said, Lord, there's no name like your name. You said that every knee got to bow at your name. That's what the Bible say. Everything got to come under your subjection. What's going on? Now, they sends for the ark, but when they get the ark, Hophni and Phinehas, who was Samuel's sons, were priests of the ark. Somebody had to keep the ark and go through the whatever. But they were sinners in 2 Samuel. The Bible said they did not serve the Lord. So we try. So let's make sure that we just trying to get this thing back. We serving God. You just going to be, because they got the ark back. They got it. They went and got the ark. And they made such a big, they were just shouting until the Philistines said, what in the world? What is going on over in Israel's camp? Then they trying to probably send a spirit. So they got the ark of this. Oh, they got the ark. That when they had that, that's when they beat everybody, and that's what took them across the Red Sea. Oh, they got the ark. When we come out of this here, we gonna have something real. I don't want us to have something where the devil think he's scared of us, and then he turn around and feel like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because he only killed 4,000 the first time, but watch that next when they fold, they had the ark. I said, Lord, help us. As we're sitting here, as we can't go out, as we're thinking in our minds of what we should do, help us to be real in our search for you, Lord. Help us, God, in Jesus' name. Because this is the time we need to be searching and searching us. Us. Where we are. Lord, get this out of me. Lord, I've been wanting to quit this for years. Help me. I've been wanting to overcome this. Help me. And he will hear us. I believe he will hear us. Because he don't want us to think we got something. We go out of this devil. Because I'm telling you something. People going to start to come into church. You ain't got to worry about nothing. If you think you get, they think you got something, they coming. But you better got something. Oh, we going to be looking really bad like they looked. So they went and got the ark. And it was true that when they carried the ark, God was with them, because that was a symbol of God being with these people. Amen. But when they went out and they thought they was good. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help the people that's serving in high places to come up. Just because they, whoever they are, that don't mean, your title don't mean nothing. We all got to be sanctified and holy. If we're going to carry what God has given us, we can't carry it in something that's not holy and good. So they had the ark. So they said, and when the ark of the covenant number 5 came into the camp, all the Israel shouted with a great shout. And the Philistines got scared, because they knew that when God was with these people, what would happen? And they said, listen, God has come into the camp. Woe unto us, for there has not been a thing here before. He said, woe unto us, who shall deliver us out the hands of these mighty gods? That's all they could think of. These are the gods that smote the Egyptians and all the plagues in the wilderness. Then he said, okay, be strong. Quit yourself. We are men. He said, Philistines, let's go out to these Hebrews. We're not going to be scared of them as they've been to. We're not going to get under them like they had us under you. You know what I'm saying? He said, so quit yourself. I mean, let's go out here and fight these men, you know. Praise the Lord. So the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they had the ark. And they fled every man to his tent, and there was a great slaughter, for they fell at Israel that time 30,000 footmen. So that means 34,000 of men done got killed. They only killed 4 the first time. Now they killed 30. Good Lord. I mean, with the ark. They slaughtered them. Hallelujah, Jesus. And there was a man of the Benjamin out of the army and came to the shallow. And this is what's going to happen, children of God. If we don't come out of here with something real, this is what's going to happen. I mean, if we don't come out of this with something real, you watch. But we're going to come out with something real. If a revival center don't come out, somebody gonna come out here with something real. Something real that can help the people because they need help. Elvis talking about help. They need help. And they know that God is real. Didn't they just got to say that? Well, this was the gods, and we scared of this God. You know, they would put the ark inside of tents where another God was, and this God, who ain't got no feeling, nothing but a piece of chalk and whatever they made him out of, he would fall in the front of the ark of God. Because, hallelujah, sin will fall in the front of God.
Yes,
but wait a minute now. It fell between the ark, but when the men got out there, what happened to them? Nothing fell. They was getting whooped. Amen. So much so that the Philistines stole the ark. Took it and took it someplace else. Let's read. Okay, he said, and somebody came out of the army with his clothes rent because he got to go back and tell Eli, who had got really old and done ate too much and fat and all this kind of stuff. You know, he's 98 years old. That's what the Bible says. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about what the Bible says. Say he was a big man and he was sitting down. Hallelujah, sit down. Watch it, ministers, all of us, watch it. Hallelujah. Sitting down. Hallelujah. Thank, oh God. What was he doing? He wasn't praying. He was sitting down. No, tell me, he just got through eating his dinner again. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. What is that? What is saying? He came to Eli. Eli sat up on a seat by the wayside watching. He said, sitting down. He said, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried. They were just crying and weeping because they know now that God is not with them. And Eli heard the noise of the crying. He said, what in the world is all this noise? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now, Eli was 98. Okay. His eyes were dim. He couldn't see. And the man said unto Eli, I am that came from the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, well, what is there? What is there? What happened, son? What happened? He said, Israel is fled before the Philistines. And now that there has been also a great slaughter among the people, and that thy two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead. Your two sons is dead. He said, and the ark of God been taken. Now, this is a terrible, terrible message this brother's bringing. Amen. So, and it came to pass when he made mention of the ark of God that he fell from off his seat backwards by the gate and his neck broke and he died. He broke his neck when he heard what had happened. For he was old and he was heavy. He was heavy. Uh-huh. And he had judged Israel 40 years. But this is it. When the daughter-in-law, Phinehas's wife, she was pregnant, ready to be delivered. When she heard that her husband was dead and that now her father-in-law dead, she went into labor and she died. But before she died, she named her child Ichabod. We don't want to bear Ichabod.
Amen.
We don't want to bear Ichabod. The glory has passed from Israel. That's what she said. That's what Ichabod's name. So there is something about a name. She didn't name him Benjamin. And she didn't name him other names. It could Joseph. And she could have named, but she named him Ichabod. In her dying breath, she said, because the glory of the Lord is departed from Israel. For the ark is taken. We bear the ark of God. We do. I believe that God has given the church something that they bear. I believe the church is the greatest thing on the earth besides his name, Jesus Christ, because they bear his name. We say we are Christians. That's the name. Messiah. We say we are Christians. Amen. So we bear his name. But may God help us as we bear his name. I thought, Lord, help me to bear your name in truth. Amen. Praise the name. Because I'm telling you, I don't tend like you, brother. I don't tend to sit here and be in the same place. There are people that's out there dying. And I bear his name. And at his name, every knee got to bow. every tongue got to confess. And at his name, hallelujah. So help us to bear his name, because there's something about a name. Praise. People don't realize when they name their kids what they're naming. You ain't have nobody named Jezebel, have you? Or Judas. They don't name the kids that, because there's still something up there. But then they do name some silly names now. Name that, I say, what does that mean? Praise the Lord. When I named my kids, I looked and see what it meant. I named Bridget what she, I named my kids what I thought what was meant. I had wrote it down. What, you know, they meant something. The name meant something. It wasn't Shanika Taka. What does that mean? And then they got to go. If you look it up, you got to go back to the derivative of something. I'm telling you, name means something. I'm telling you something. And all my kids have just about come to what their name means. Whatever they name it, that's just about who they are. And that's the truth. How about that, Jackie? I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, listen, it's something in a name. Stop naming people all them funny names. Praise the Lord. If you don't want him to be Ichabod, don't name him Ichabod. Name him Joseph or Jim or Jerry or somebody. But these stupid names these people are giving these people is awful. I'm sorry. Because there's something about a name. Hallelujah. It's something about a name. When I go to cast out devils, I don't say in Joseph's name. I say in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus. Now get out of there. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. I know people don't think about it. What was name? Our name January. Well, you know, what is January? And I got some people who name heaven backwards. How you pronounce that? Have. So I say, what is that? They said, it's heaven backwards. I don't want heaven backwards. I want heaven frontwards. I want straight up heaven. I don't want it to turn around and the gate turn around to the backside where I can't get in. I want it to where I can go in straight. And that's what we do. We do. We got this backwards thing going, and it's just awful. Then people don't think nothing about it. They don't think nothing about it. They don't think nothing about it. Children of God, it's time for us to wake up. I say it's time for us to wake up. Now, that may not mean nothing, but I believe it do. I believe it's something in a name. It means something. It's something in a name. Amen. It's something in a name. You're a Christian. That means something. You're carrying a name. You carrying the name of Christ. You got to be something now. Praise the Lord. And when we think of Brother Ed, people on his job, they'll say, this Ed, they'll say, oh, that's the guy go around talking about Jesus all the time. Talking about you got to be baptized. That's that man. Oh, what's his name? Ed, yeah, I know him. Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times, but you know what I'm saying? He that dude to go around. Hallelujah. He's that dude to go, like brother say, Ed, where he go, he testify. So when they say Donald, they say, oh, you mean Donald, that woman's husband? Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to put something on the name. You ought to have a name that people know something about. And when they think about it, they'll think, oh, that's that woman going down the street always talking about Jesus. I know her. Praise the Lord. Oh, Al, he always upset and stuff, getting people all upset. Oh, LD, you talking about LDs? Oh, yeah. He stirs up stuff. Yeah, he stirs up stuff. I don't know what kind of religion he got, some kind of endowment. I don't know. You know, come on, yeah. Yeah, but he gets up, well, you know, he just looks up on that, you know, just people just look, he kind of like him, you know. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you something in the name. I mean, so get your name. Hallelujah, get your name. They're going to know your name. They're going to know Ed. They're going to know Linda. They're going to know everybody's name. Praise. But we want to let them know that our name is Ben Jesus. Ed Ben Jesus. Amen. We're going to have a name above. Hallelujah. We're going to carry that name that's above every name. So at that name, every knee got to bow. I'm telling you, hallelujah, Jesus. And we're not going to walk in to be scared no more. Because we carrying a name. We carrying the highest name it is. Even in heaven. Nobody in heaven is higher than that name. Good Lord. Ooh, I tell you. I know about that name. I don't tell y'all no more. Oh, I love that name. I love that name because I know when I call his name, things move. You know, my mind get better, Ed. I can be sitting down and be all out of place. But then I say, Jesus. Just Jesus. And my mind get right. Praise the Lord. I just sang a song. I even sang me some song. Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name. And a Jesus, Jesus. Let all the earth proclaim about the name of Jesus. I came this morning to tell you about a name that's above all names that he has given us. We ought to be glad. We ought to be jumping up and shouting that we carry the name of Jesus. Amen. And when they know if they come to us, they're going to get something. They're going to get junk. They're going to get water. I want to give them that. I want to give them that. So I'm asking God. I came from a holiness church. And my teaching was what not to do. Which I thank the Lord, you know. My dresses had to be long, which look like I kept that then. But I had to, the Salvationist, but I pit some of my people up against a lot of folks because they lived it. They lived a sanctified life. They didn't go to the show. They didn't look at the, they had no TVs. They lived, shoot. They didn't they? But when I went to see the Ten Commandments, I thought I was surely going to die before I got out. And surely Deacon so-and-so going to see me and church me and put me out of church. I'm telling you, and our name, our pastor was well respected in that town. When they get the graduates, they call my pastor to get a graduate. Yeah, he was well respected. There is a name. If you carry it, let's carry it with honor. And we do carry it, brother. We do. Amen. To the best of our, so let's ask God to help us not to ever make light of that name. Amen. And there's power in that name. I'm telling you now, I don't care what nobody says. It's power in the name of Jesus. I've used it many times. It's power in the name of Jesus. And when the devil knows that you know it, you got something going in. You got to know who you are. Amen. If you go, if they send, they call Brother Ed and say, Brother Ed, now we're going to make you an ambassador of America. Wow. And you're going to go over to Israel or you going over to Iran to represent us. And everybody say, there's a man named Ed as a representative. You ain't even got, they ain't even got, they done seen him. They said, hey, oh, that's the representative from America. Oh. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the same way the devil ought to be. Say, he's a Christian. It shouldn't be just because you're talking about you're a Christian. I was baptized. You ask people, you've been saved. I've been baptized. And?
Come on.
You got to go further than that, honey. My we had a sister that wrote poems. And she said, the people, I don't know how the poem go. I wish I'd have kept it. And she said something about, she said, you ain't been baptized. You just been dry cleaned. The poem was beautiful. And she wrote Christian poems. And we would have our conventions. And she would say the poem. I'm gonna see, can I get that poem? I don't know how I'm gonna get it, but it was just going to listen. She said, "Well, I've been speaking to young honey. You ain't been baptized. You just been dry clean." That was good, you know. She wrote, "So let's not just be dry cleaned. Let's get really baptized in His name and love Him like we supposed to." Praise the Lord. So we can bring forth. Let's not come in here two or three scared to come because of something's out there. Praise the Lord. And, you know, then people sick. I know she's sick. I'm not talking about her. But I'm talking about there are people that really are ill. During this time, the sinuses and stuff is really acting up really bad because it's just in there. So thank you for coming, sister, because I know she'd be troubled with her sinuses. But you know what? You're in the blessed place you can be. Because, you know, it ain't Sister Davis. It's not brother. It's not him. It's Jesus. And he said, well, two or three of us were gathered, he'd be in the midst of us. So when you come to church, you ain't looking for brother Ed or brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. You're looking for Jesus. And when I get to church, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what I learned a long time ago. I said, when I get to church, I'm going to get what I need. I wasn't looking for brother this one. I was looking for brother that or that. I said, when I get to church, I'm going to get what I need. And I've gone to church, got so sick I didn't know. I'm sorry. I should have stayed home. But I went to church. And I was so sick. I was so sick that when they had the bird flu. I had the bird flu. And I was sick. Lord have mercy, I was sick. So I tried to stay away from everybody. And everybody sitting back here, Sister, if you don't feel good, I said, no, I just, you know. I'm looking for healing. I'm looking for God to touch me. This is what my pastor preached. That's what the words say. And I'm looking for it to be true. And so they stood and they prayed. And so my pastor, who was Brother Harding, he was in the room. He said, Sister, what's the matter? I said, I'm sick. He said, you are. So we joined hands. Never forget it long as I live. He said, Sister Davis, God going to heal you? I said, yes, sir. I was so sick. And he put his hands on my head and said, in Jesus' name. And that sickness started in my head, rolled all the way down through my body, out my feet. I was absolutely cut well. I was well. The sickness left me. And I, you know, I was a little weak. So I got the next morning, God, and my sister went to the hospital for the same thing. But I look for Jesus. I believe that Jesus can do anything. I'm not looking for you. I'm not looking for Bridget. I'm looking for Jesus. When I come to this place, I'm looking for the Holy Ghost to do something for me. Stop looking for folks. Because the people, you don't know those people. You didn't go home with them. I believe y'all saved. I do. I love y'all. I believe you live what you say. I do. But see, I'm not going to faint if I find that you don't. Come on. Because I know a man who ain't never done nothing. Yes. And I've been reading that book and I ain't seen nothing in there he done. So long as I don't find that, I'm going to be okay. I say I'm going to be okay. There is a name that's above all names. And you carry it. You ought to shout and jump. I carry the name of Jesus. Oh, God. I don't like nobody to call him and say something, you know, you cringe when you hear him say something about Jesus that's out of place. They you let that Lord forgive them. They know not what they do. Amen. Will you stand? Lord, I've delivered my soul. I spoke what you gave me. And I want to thank you. And the husbandman must be first partakers of the fruit. So, Lord, let me partake of what I have ministered today. In Jesus' holy name, I love you. And I pray for those who are listening. There is a name. I say, there's a name. And though people say and they call him wrong and they put him in places that ain't supposed to be and whatever. No, honey, there's a name. A name that delivered me, set me free. And that same name will deliver you and set you free from any sin. There's no sin too deep. No hole too deep. There's nothing too deep, nothing too high, nothing too wide that he can bring you to a place of surrender. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's God and nobody like him. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for everyone who's listening to this broadcast that God would touch you everywhere you hurt. Bring up this what they call people that be down in depression. So much depression going on in this day. Lord, lift depression. Set them free, Lord. Set depression free, God. I ban this devil, Lord. In Jesus' name, God. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. And you that's gotten so thankful that life is no good. Don't let the devil tell you that, honey. You ain't even lived yet. Y'all say, you're not even living. Hallelujah. Give God a chance. Just call his name. There's something about his name. All you got to do is call him. I say, all you got to do is call him. I was at a church. They didn't know nothing about it. Praise the Lord. But, you know, God don't care. He don't care who you round. Pray, just call his name. You call his name, he will answer you. You call, hey, keep on calling. I say, keep on calling. Keep on, don't let him go. Just keep him calling. Praise the Jesus, thy son of David. Just keep on calling. Them was the people who got what they needed. Them blind men, them sitting there, you think they say, Jesus? Now Jesus comes up, well, okay, he ain't here. Jesus! And the first he went, they called him like, Jesus! You call him, he'll answer. I dare you to call him. You be calling him. I said, well, thank you, Revival Center. I called him and he heard me. He will hear. He'll hear you. Lift you up out of every mess you're in. You're not too low. You're not in too much. You ain't done too much. You ain't sinned too sinned. Praise the Lord. He got everything you need. Just call him. He'll answer. And I thank you in Jesus' name, Father, for being so good to those that's calling now. And you're answering right now in Jesus' name, Father. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.